Stratford's first public debate for the 2022 municipal election is in the books. Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce hosted a mayoral debate on Monday night at the Stratford Rotary Complex. General Manager of the Chamber Eddie Matthews hosted the event, with Ryan Erb of United Way, Nancy Orr of Nancy Orr & Associates, and Ella McCone from St. Michael Catholic Secondary School asking questions. Questions were generated from a citywide survey and narrowed down by the chamber. 9 main questions were posed to the candidates, with a few follow-up questions asked by Matthews. All 3 mayor candidates attended: Martin Ritsma, Robert Ritz, and Kathy Vasilakos. Ritsma and Vasilakos currently serve as city councillors, while Ritz is running as a political outsider. Mayor Dan Matheson is not running for re-election, meaning that for the first time in recent memory, there is no incumbent for the mayoral seat. Housing was brought up first. Vasilakos argued that growth needs to be stable, both financially and environmentally. With that in mind, she believes that intensification and growing within the city's build limit is the best practice. It will also improve many aspects of Stratford, not just housing. Ritsma and Ritz agreed. Ritsma added that the Grand Trunk Block will play an important part in Stratford's future. He also cited the city's promotion of granny flats as another element of growth. Ritz highlighted the importance of heritage. Intensification is important, but the city of Stratford needs to honor the ambience of the city, he said. The recent Queen Tro development was brought up, with Ritz pointing out that such a development was not done properly. Vasilakos argued that it was a site-specific proposal that is a good example of what they are talking about. She added that she would not apologize for that decision. On the topic of transit, Ritsma said he was proud of the transit system that City Council has cultivated, adding that while ridership is down, that is no doubt due to the pandemic and will bounce back. He wants to see a citizen-based transit board to advise council and said that electrification is the next big step. Ritz recalled that dial-a-ride was something that Stratford did in the past. He would like another look at that model due to its convenience. Vasilakos wants the transit culture to change. She argued that even people with cars should be incentivized to take transit, considering free fares on weekends as a way to do so. She argued that moving away from a car culture would be better for the roads and environment as the city electrifies. In regards to job vacancies, Vasilakos argued that Stratford needs to have conversations with employers about what it means to be competitive, while Ritsma believes that the key to addressing the vacancy issue is education and training. Ritz pointed out that housing is the fulcrum of the labor issue. He proposed the creation of a Stratford Development Corporation that would build homes on municipal lands. By doing this, homes could be solid 30-40% cheaper than the regular market price by avoiding development charges. Vasilakos came against that proposal, though was in favor of building on municipal land, citing the Britannia Street development as a prime example of what the city should be doing. Developing properties to address a labor issue, she said, means the tax base is propping up companies that should be looking at their own competitiveness. Ritz refuted that such a proposal would implicate the taxpayers. He provided the example of Festival Hydro, a corporation that is owned by the city. In regards to the seniors that call Stratford home, Ritzma cited isolation, transportation, and the inability to move as key issues they are facing. Like many issues facing the city, the Grand Trunk Block is key to addressing them. Vasilakos pointed out that different levels of government control a lot of the solutions for issues facing seniors. The city is an advocate and under her leadership would continue to advocate for more beds in senior living facilities, for example. She also said that the biggest issue facing seniors is a lack of young people. What makes Stratford so great to retire to is the amenities that need a workforce. Ritz said that it comes down to affordability and housing, like a lot of other issues. The controversial municipal accommodation tax, MAT, was discussed. Ritz argued that the issue with the tax was the process of its implementation, asking where the citizen involvement was. Both Vasilakos and Ritzma were in favor of the tax, arguing that it opens up many exciting opportunities for the city. Vasilakos said that the city will need clearly defined policies on what to do with the fund and said she wants the community to decide what to do with it. Other key issues discussed include climate change and the environment. Vassilakos thinks that the city is making great strides towards reducing emissions and being more conscious about their impact. Ritsma argued that the city needs to be making active investments into reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The city should incentivize individuals to do what they can. Ritz agreed, saying that if the city leads by example, citizens will follow. We're all in the same storm, Vassilakos stated. But we aren't in the same boat. While the city should lead by example, not everyone can afford it, she argued. In discussing the June 2019 cyber attack on the city, all candidates admitted that there is not much that can be done at their level. Ritsma spoke about mitigating the chances of it happening again through education. Ritz said he was pleased with how the city handled everything, saying that cybersecurity is an international and unavoidable issue in today's age. Vassilakos said that if someone says they know what hackers will do in the future, they don't because nobody does. The biggest challenge, she said, was the cost. The city will do what they can until it becomes too expensive. Unless the upper branches of government come up with something, it will impact the city's budget. Homelessness is a growing challenge in the city, and one that was extensively discussed, though all candidates agreed. Collaboration with local organizations is the key to meeting that challenge. The final point discussed was the police budget. Mental health calls were the largest types of calls received by the Stratford Police Service in 2021. The candidates were asked if they had the adequate tools to respond to those types of emergencies. Again, the candidates showed a united front. Ritz said that the budget didn't have to change, rather the tools have to be adjusted. Ritsma said that the police want what's best for Stratford citizens, not what's best for their pocketbook. Vassilakos agreed. She argued that people don't enter these careers, policing and social services alike, to perpetuate problems, they want to help. Aside from the mayoral candidates, councillor candidates were also given the chance to introduce themselves and their platforms to the crowd. Given the large amount of people running, a councillor debate was not suitable, but the candidates set up booths in the complex for concerned citizens to ask their own questions. To watch the whole event, including the mayoral debate, visit here. The next Stratford debate is on October 12 at Coprolite, the former Knox Presbyterian Church.